The aim of our Living with Diabetes podcasts is to share information and inspire, and we endeavour to ensure that the information provided in them is accurate. It's not a substitute for medical or health advice from a healthcare professional who's aware of the facts and circumstances of your individual situation. We always recommend that advice be sought from your GP or diabetes nurse before making any changes to medication or before using any products or services referenced by DRWF. DRWF will not be held liable or responsible for failure to seek competent medical or health advice from a professional who's familiar with your situation. Views, information or opinions contained in podcasts do not necessarily represent opinions, standards or policies of DRWF. The inclusion of details about products or services does not indicate DRWF endorsement of them.
Hello and welcome to the latest podcast in our series, Living with Diabetes, brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. I'm Claire Levy, and in this edition we're looking at the growth in the use of continuous glucose monitoring devices, CGMs, and the benefits in aiding the management of type 1 diabetes, plus the early application in type 2, where the almost real-time correlation with meals and exercise is helping people adjust their diets and lifestyle to optimise their condition. Key findings from a recent study also suggest cost savings for the NHS. We recently caught up with Jake Leach, the Chief Operating Officer at Dexcom, from their US headquarters in San Diego, California. He told me about his background with the company, dating back to the initial development of CGM devices.
I've been with the company for almost 20 years. I started early on before we had developed our first product. We were trying to develop it. And my background is engineering and biomedical and electrical. And I've had the opportunity to be part of this fantastic evolution of CGM technology over the last couple of decades.
That's really interesting, actually. So you came on board even before anything had been designed or anything, really?
Yeah. At the time that I joined, we were working on a couple different versions of our sensor. We had an implant version. We had what we ultimately launched, the very first Dexcom product that we launched in 2006 was called the STS, stood for short-term sensor. And it was a three-day sensor that was beneficial to tell you whether your glucose was going up or down, but it wasn't particularly accurate. We had lots of things to solve, but that's kind of the way Dexcom works is we are always trying to improve the products and learning about it. And, you know, having done this for many years, we still learn new things every day about how the technology works. It's one of the biggest challenges with CGM is making an accurate and reliable reading while a sensor probe is within the body. And so a lot of the core kind of proprietary technologies of the sensor come from those learnings over time, the materials, the manufacturing processes, all those things.
How important is it then to make that CGM technology available for as many people as possible living with diabetes?
Well, it's a great question. It's so important. It's critical to make it available to everyone who can benefit from it. And what we've seen in clinical data is, you know, it doesn't matter what type of diabetes someone has, whether it's type 1 or type 2, or the therapies that they're using, the number one goal of managing diabetes is, you know, managing glucose. And so you got to really understand what glucose looks like, right? What's the value? Is it, how is it changing? How do different, lifestyle choices and interactions, what you eat for you, what a meal looks like, what your exercise looks like, what you're doing that day, how your stress levels, all those things impact glucose. And so CGM is the only tool that's going to give you the feedback you need to really be able to manage diabetes well.
And what obstacle have you faced in introducing the technology globally?
You know, there's been a few different obstacles. I'll start with just awareness that the technology exists, right? I mean, insulin was discovered just over 100 years ago. CGM's only been, you know, the original systems came out, you know, just under 20 years ago. But it's only really been within the last, 6 years that we have CGM technology that really, it's always been beneficial, but the current technology is basically replace finger sticks, right? So that's a more recent change. And also, the cost of CGM early on when it was a kind of a much smaller market, it was expensive. And now it's very approachable. For example, in the UK, Dexcom One product is a real-time CGM that's available. FP10 and NIH pharmacy and with zero out-of-pocket for those who have no out-of-pocket for pharmaceuticals. So it's, and that's only, I mean, that's recent, right? That's as of August of last year that's been made available. And a lot of why that is because standards bodies and groups that look at the benefit of technologies are starting to continue to see the data that shows that CGM is beneficial and ultimately has the opportunity to reduce the overall cost of care. I think the estimate I saw recently was NHS spends about 10 billion pounds a year on diabetes. And so if you think about what CGM can make a huge impact to the cost by reducing hospital stays, reducing complications, severe hypoglycemia, all those things, hyperglycemia, long-term complications, all those things can be significantly reduced because, CGM is so beneficial and helpful in managing glucose. And so it's a very cost-effective solution. And so part of it's just bringing awareness that technology exists. Part of it's bringing awareness of the outcomes that it produces and showing the studies around the savings that are there. There's a lot of people that you have to work with to get there, but we've made fantastic progress, particularly in the UK. I think there's been a lot of people that have helped, Dr. Partha Kaur, Professor Emma Wilmot, Professor Pateek Chowdhury. I mean, they all advocate for, the use of technology to treat diabetes, and I think they've been quite successful recently.
Definitely. And you talked about the funding there. So for people living with diabetes in the UK, CGM has been approved, hasn't it, for people living with type 1 so they can get it through their NHS?
Yeah, it's also approved for people who are have type 2 that take insulin. So if you're treating your diabetes with insulin, it's also approved there. That's the Dexcom One product. And then we also have our G6 and G7 products, which are automated insulin delivery connected systems that have some extra expanded feature sets for certain users. Those are available too. That's primarily in the type 1 space. But it's interesting. I just saw that NICE came out with new guidelines around type 2 diabetes in children, and that the guidance is that they should have access to CGM technologies to help manage their diabetes as long as they're taking insulin and doing finger sticks. So that's pretty that's a brand new kind of guidance that just came out, and a lot of the time that's what triggers the coverage for people to be able to get access to the technology for almost zero out of pocket cost. And so we're really excited to see that come about.
The question was asking you about global problems, obstacles. Is there anything you wanted to touch on there?
It's definitely a you have a similar challenges around the globe. Making people aware that technology exists. There's a better way than finger sticks. There's better clinical outcomes, and so we work around the globe to bring that information to the different geographies. It's a very similar, you kind of got to work, there's so many decision makers when it comes to getting people access to the technology, many of which don't have diabetes. So a big part of this is advocacy of the community, whether it's people with diabetes or those that care for them, bringing that awareness of the technology and how the benefits it brings to people with diabetes. That's one of the keys, and one of the things that we've found is it can be the best way to advocate for the technology.
And so what are the challenges then in introducing that CGM technology to people living with diabetes who are used to using other methods, so as you call it, we call it finger prick testing, you call it finger stick testing, but it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, yeah. And it's quite barbaric, right? Poking your finger and squeezing blood out of it. And so I think what we found is that it's, as soon as someone tries a CGM, you know, they understand the concept, but when they actually get the opportunity to wear a device, it really opens their eyes to the information that they can learn from it. You know, I often hear of people that are challenged to bring their HbA1c level down. You know, they're trying to get it below 7, and they've been trying all kinds of different things, and they're not making a lot of progress. Their physician changes their therapy to try and improve it, but you know, so many times I've heard someone put on a CGM and then they suddenly have substantial improvements in their A1C, and it's all because of they've learned. It's not changing their, you know, insulin regime or their other pharmaceuticals. It's really just they're now learning about how their glucose profiles and their glycemic variability, how it works with their diet and other factors in their life. And it's unbelievable. It's like opening up their eyes to something that they've not understood. And it's a great education tool. And that's why we see the great clinical outcomes, because it does give them the information that they really do need to be able to manage their diabetes better and live healthier. And so, you know, it's quite simple once someone tries the product. And so I think bringing awareness and getting the product in the hands of those that can benefit from it is the number one thing. Once you wear one, then there's no reason to go back to the finger pricking.
So those main benefits, can you talk about some of those of using a CGM for people living with diabetes to help them self-manage?
Sure. So, you know, if we start with type 1, or type 2, that, you know, you're taking multiple injections per day of insulin, it's a tool that is very helpful in alerting you when you need to do something. So, for example, right, you take a meal bolus and your CGM is basically watching over you, and it's going to tell you whether or not that insulin was adequate to treat the carbohydrates and reduce your blood sugar. And so it's an amazing tool for that, because you can basically do your treatment and then the CGM is going to let you know if you need to do something again, do a correction bolus, or if maybe you took a little too much insulin, didn't eat in time, and got to take a little bit of extra carbohydrate. So basically being able to manage the glucose range and keep it in the normal range, that's one of the things that we see as a clinical metric, is the time in range when you're wearing a CGM, time in normal glucose range, substantially increases because you have that information you need. So the alerts and the alarms are there to help you out when you're sleeping. You know, when a patient's sleeping, the CGM's looking after them. Our share feature that allows parents to follow their kids or you know, spouse to follow their loved one, it will alert them if glucose is out of range for, you know, it's customizable. But those are the types of tools that really help people manage their diabetes and stay out of trouble. And so that's one of the major aspects of CGM. The other aspect that we see is, you know, type 2 users that are, per se, on basal insulin. We did a very large study, randomized control trial here in the United States, where we just compared people using basal with CGM, and then we also had a group that was doing the long-acting insulin just with finger sticks. And there was a substantial improvement in the A1C of people using the average glucose of people using the CGM, because it wasn't actually about the insulin in that case. The insulin was very effective and important, but what it was doing was the CGM was showing them the impact of the insulin. So people were more likely to take their insulin because they could actually see how much it was helping them. And then also they were better understanding food and different types of food and how the different diets impact the glycemic metrics. And just, again, it's like that eye-opening experience of learning so much in a short amount of time while you're wearing the CGM. And so we saw in that group, you know, significant improvement in a lowering of their A1C, their average glucose, because they were using CGM. And what we did too is we actually, towards the end of that study, we took part of that group that was on CGM and we took them off. And we said, okay, you guys start using finger sticks again. We're going to leave the other another section that's still on CGM. And what we saw is that group that discontinued CGM use, they lost almost half the benefit that they got from using the CGM because they just no longer had that feedback loop that they had when they were wearing CGM. So it kind of really shows that, you know, in any population with diabetes, CGM is a really important tool.
So how is that real-time CGM being introduced for people living with type 2 diabetes in the UK? And you've talked about those benefits. Are there any pitfalls?
Well, I think, what's important, one of the challenges, right, is if, understanding who's covered for the device and who's not. I think what we're constantly working on access for people. So basically, right now, CGM is covered for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. But in the type 2 arena, it's really around people who are taking insulin, right? And so that's there's a lot of people there that'll benefit and have access to the CGM. But there's this other group of people who have diabetes that aren't taking insulin that could really benefit from having that feedback and having the CGM readings. And so I think the key for us is to continue to work on showing, nobody's just going to pay for a technology. You really got to show the benefits that it provides to the user group, and both the quality of life, but also ultimately, right, a lot of the healthcare agencies are looking at how do we reduce overall healthcare costs. And, that £10 billion number that the UK spends on diabetes-related costs, I mean, it's a large number in many countries. And so if we know that CGM can benefit and reduce that. And so it's just continuing to do our work with advocates around the globe to get that access. And so I think that's trying to understand who has coverage and who doesn't is probably the most complicated thing at this point.
I suppose working with people living with type 2 through the charity, we know some of them are older. They don't understand technology. Is that something that you work with to try and help the healthcare professionals to introduce it to people who maybe, would struggle?
We do. One of the things that are new as we're working through our technologies, one of the things we focus on is the ease of getting started on the technology, because once you it's that first experience of seeing CGM traces for the first time. But to get there, you got to be able to put the device on, and you kind of basically be able to hook it up to a display device. So we do actually have our display device for our latest generation products that are just, it's so simple, and it's all about making it simple for any user who hasn't used CGM before to just get started. And once they get started, then basically takes over from there. So we have this display device that's simpler than a smartphone. And so you don't have to use a smartphone with our devices. There's always a display option for users that would prefer that. You can actually use both at the same time. You can use the display device and the cell phone exactly the same time. So you have a simple dedicated display, but then you can also share your information with loved ones. So there's a lot of different options that we provide. And what we've seen in our that study I mentioned, the mobile study, that population, we specifically went after demographics of people who were tech savvy and who weren't, who didn't have access to a lot of the newer technologies. And they did perfectly fine on CGM. And with very little interaction from their healthcare providers, actually, we specified it's very low touch during the trial, because we wanted to understand if the benefits that we had seen in previous trials would play out in this broader demographic, and it did. And so, I think there's a lot of different ways, options, but the key is keeping it simple.
So when you're working with healthcare professionals, how do you help them to provide systems that make it possible to review live data and therefore provide immediate feedback for those CGM users?
Yeah, it's a really important question, because you think about it, when someone goes on a new technology, it's interesting. I actually I was talking to a physician the other day, and he was working with someone who had a very high HbA1c, type 2 diabetes, and he put a CGM on her for the very first time, and she wore it, and she called him back, and she said, "Oh my God, my blood sugar is so high. What should I do? And he said, well, based on your A1C, your blood sugar has been very high for a long time. It's okay. We're fine. Let's work on improving it slowly over time. There's nothing, you don't have to panic about it. And so one of the things that our system does is our Clarity software, which is the tools that we provide to users and healthcare professionals to review both, you know, glucose trends over time. It makes recommendations on areas to look. It kind of highlights patterns that we see in the glucose trends that to help the, you know, narrow in on what are some of the treatment changes or options that the healthcare professional could consider. That information is live within an hour or less. And so that's constantly uploading when people are using their smartphones. And so, you know, one of the things we found is having a smartphone as the display for many people, it simplifies their life. They don't have an extra device to carry, but it also provides this unbelievable connectivity to healthcare professionals, but also other applications that users might want to use. There's a lot of meal tracking and other tools out there to help people manage their diabetes. And many of them, we've developed interfaces so you can connect your CGM data up to those types of other applications. And so Clarity is a very important tool for many of our healthcare providers in how they manage their patients that are on Dexcom CGM.
And how is that then being used in hospitals?
It's another great question. There's such a need for better management of glucose in the hospital, and all the studies that I've seen that show that when you do control glucose in hospitals, you get better outcomes. And one of the things I've seen is studies that have struggled to show outcomes. Many of them conclude at the end, they say, we need better tools in the hospital to manage glucose. Which is odd. It's kind of clear. There's quite a burden when someone comes into hospital. You know, if they need a finger stick, it depends on the severity of their situation. But sometimes it's once an hour, sometimes once every 4 hours, sometimes it's once a day. But if you had a CGM in that type of environment where it could tell you when someone's glucose is out of range, you need to go do something about it. You know, it substantially saves nursing time that's so precious. As well as bothering the patient. During COVID, we actually had quite a few hospitals here in the United States purchasing our product to be able to put on patients so that had diabetes and COVID. Some even didn't have diabetes. They had a stress-induced hyperglycemia. And so they were on finger stick protocols, and they started using our CGMs in these hospitals to be able to understand when somebody needed to, assistance. And if their glucose was in range, then they didn't need to go into the room and use extra PPE and take a finger stick. So I think, we're kind of early days for CGM use in the hospital, but there's such a clear need for a better tool than their current, finger prick or, blood draw samples that take a while to get the results back. It just makes perfect sense. CGM has a place there. And we are developing a product for use in the hospital that's not available today, but we do have hospitals here in the United States using just our current product in the hospital.
So, looking to the future, what developments in CGM technology can we expect, and how exciting is it?
It's pretty exciting. It's, every year that goes by, I mentioned in the beginning, I've been with Dexcom for a very long time. I get more and more excited about the opportunity this technology has to benefit, people's health in general. Diabetes, there's a clear need. But even if we look, beyond diabetes into pre-diabetes, in the United States, we've got, one third of our adult population has pre-diabetes. That's 88 million people. Most of them don't know they have pre-diabetes. And so, CGM would be the type of tool that could, one, help educate them, but two, also just help them understand and likely be able to reverse their situation by better understanding diet and exercise and how things impact glucose readings over time. So I think there's a tremendous opportunity for glucose outside of diabetes. But I also, one of the things we've done recently is we changed the mission statement of our company from empowering people to take control of diabetes to empowering people to take control of health, because we do think that, the sensing platform that we have today, we sense glucose, but There's many other things that you could sense alongside with glucose and combine to help people live healthier and learn about their body and you know, just general health. And so it's incredibly exciting, all of the things. You know, one of the starting at Dexcom so long ago, we had a very small team and a very small budget, and we were just trying to make a glucose sensor work. Now, as a much larger company, we invest a significant amount of money in research and development, developing new technologies to improve health. And so the future is extremely exciting. I think we're just at the beginning of the kind of understanding of CGM in diabetes, right? There's so many more people around the globe that have diabetes that still don't have access to CGM. So we're going to continue to drive towards the goal of getting access to anyone who can benefit from the technology. But then there's also beyond diabetes. So incredibly excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And just an extra question, I suppose. How important do you think it is that charities like DRWF, what role do they play in the diabetes world?
The charities, patient organizations, they're incredibly important because it's an independent advocate for better care. And so I've seen, almost every large decision around access to CGM technology, there's been the clinical outcome studies. There's been the companies talking about, the companies that make the products talking about them. But in the end, what many of those who are making the decisions around access to technologies, they're often listening to those that, are using the technology and advocating for it separate from, companies. And so, charities and patient organizations and physician organizations play an incredibly important role in advocating for access to the technology. And so I couldn't be happier to be having this conversation with you, and look forward to working together.
DRWF, staying well until a cure is found.
You're listening to Living with Diabetes, the DRWF podcast. I've been talking to Jake Leach, the Chief Operating Officer at Dexcom, from their US headquarters in San Diego, California. While we had him on the line, I also asked him about advances in closed-loop systems, coined an artificial pancreas.
The concept, right, is you've got a continuous glucose monitor that's measuring glucose readings and then communicating that to an insulin delivery device that is programmed to determine how much insulin to give a user based on their glucose readings. And, the technology has been in development for many years. There's been a number of innovations around new algorithms. As the CGM gets better and the algorithms get better, the insulin delivery, combination, we're seeing great outcomes there for people. And so, Dexcom's played a major part in the development of automated insulin delivery. If we look back to the products that have been launched over the years with Tandem, Insulet, those products are all powered by Dexcom CGM, the outcome studies, the development of the products, as well as the currently available products. And one of the things that's been exciting in the UK, I know, is that there's been a lot of advocacy around access for people who could benefit from automated insulin delivery systems. And, one of the things that I hear from people who use these products is the current technologies, the way that they work is you still have to take a mealtime bolus. So you're still determining how much insulin to take when you're about to eat your meal. But then after that, the AID kind of takes over and determines, do you need more insulin? Should it pull back on insulin delivery? And so it basically modulates insulin to get you back to normal glucose range. And people absolutely, the number one thing I hear is that when they know that when they go to bed, they'll wake up in the morning with normal glucose and start the day off right. Because all night that automated insulin delivery system is working on bringing glucose into a normal range, which is something that, if you're not on that type of technology is quite a bit harder to try and estimate while you're asleep exactly where your glucose is going to land in the morning. It's kind of a lot of trial and error. So I think there's a lot of benefit to the technology. There's also a lot of innovation going on in the space. We actually have a team that focuses on developing the algorithms for automated insulin delivery. The system that's the algorithm embedded in the Tandem Control IQ system was developed by our team, that glucose algorithm. And so we're working on next generation algorithms that ease the burden even more and move to fully closed loop where the meal boluses are taken care of by the system as well. And so a lot of exciting work there to really just, you know, goal there is to ease the burden of diabetes and insulin delivery with an automated system.
Brilliant. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think we covered. It's been a fantastic conversation. I really enjoyed chatting with you, and look forward to all the future innovation in CGM, as well as access for everyone that can benefit from it.
That was Jake Leach, Chief Operating Officer at CGM developer and manufacturer Dexcom. If you'd like to discover more about continuous glucose monitoring and advances in closed-loop systems, make sure to book your place at our first national United Through Diabetes event on the 16th of September at Chesford Grange in Kenilworth, Warwickshire. Registration is now open on our website, drwf.org.uk. We only ask for a small registration fee of £5 per person to attend the event. Your registration fee includes access to all the featured programmes, meet the researchers, the exhibition suite, all-day refreshments, a healthy hot and cold buffet lunch, delegate bag and free parking. So don't miss out on our first ever national United Through Diabetes wellness event to discover new skills, knowledge and tools to enhance your existing diabetes understanding, learn about the very latest in diabetes care and management, question the experts, meet the researchers, make new friends in the diabetes community and much, much more. There are also more details on our website about the event and special hotel rates for those who choose to stay overnight. To discover how you can continue to support DRWF, together with the latest fundraising events, news and information, it's all on our website at drwf.org.uk. This is Claire Levy from Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Our thanks to Jack Leach from Dexcom, and also to you for listening to this latest edition of our podcast, Living with Diabetes.
Living with Diabetes is a Blue Aurora media production for DRWF. Copyright 2023. Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. All rights reserved.